So there's two forms of monitoring thereafter. There's active monitoring by the health staff at the County Medical Officer of Health level through a telemedicine program which started with COVID-19. So those persons will be calling persons up periodically to find out if they do have any sort of reaction. So taking signs and symptoms, just like they do for monitoring quarantine patients. And we hope that that can be done for a protracted period of time, upwards to a year, to see if we have long-term side effects, those kinds of things. And we will also tell you and give you some sort of idea of what side effects to look out for and numbers that you can call in. So there's two things. There's the passive way where a patient can call in or come back to a health facility, and we will be actively following you up as well to determine if you have side effects to that particular vaccine. And we don't normally report to WHO any untoward events in the event that something does happen in our population, just like what we're seeing in Germany, for example. We will report that upwards through our IHR mechanism to WHO as well. So there's international reporting that occurs. If there's need for WHO to launch an independent investigation, that will be done as well.